live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a big show today. We got to get right into it after the break. Obviously, we've got a lot of news, as always. A lot of stuff happening yesterday, including the Anderson Silva hearing. In front of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, Anderson Silva fined 1 year, retroactive to January, fined $380,000 as a result of, as he claimed, taking a tainted supplement that he was using for its sexual performance benefits. A friend of his had gotten him a little blue vial from Thailand. He didn't think nothing of taking this prior to the fight, he said. Anyway, it was a disaster, as always, these NSAC hearings. This one was particularly disastrous, but at the end of the day, he's been fined and suspended. He can fight again in January if they've got a fight for him. But we can talk about that on the program here today. I also watched, finally, Ultima Lucha, the season finale of Lucha Underground. If you didn't hear last night's Brian and Vinny show and you're a subscriber, I think we talked for almost an hour about that show, so make sure you check that out after this program here today. We're also going to be joined, speaking of Lucha, by the Doctor of Lucha himself. Steven Sims is going to be on the show today in about a half hour. We'll be talking Ultima Lucha, the AAA Triple Mania pay-per-view from Sunday, as well as CMLL has got shows coming up. There's plenty to talk about, so he's going to be joining us on the program in about a half hour. Mike Sempervivi, of course, will join us after the break as well. We can talk about all of the latest news in wrestling as well, including the latest heading into SummerSlam and the NXT tapings where Kevin Owens came out with the title. What's that all about? We'll talk about that and more in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA. Radio Network.
At Lumber Liquidators, our founder is back, and we're consolidating our inventory so you can get special clearance deals on quality floors that you won't find anywhere else. Why pay $3 a square foot for hardwood at other stores? We have easy-click pre-finished butterscotch oak for just 99 cents. Beautiful and unique bamboo from $179. More than 80 styles of American and European laminate from 59 cents and more. Plus, 18-month special financing.
I recently came back to Lumber Liquidators to get us back to basics. Just good wood at a good price.
These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Save your business time and money with Lowe's Pro Services. You'll find everything pros need for the whole job, like 15% off fiberglass extension ladders and 15% off Property Advantage paint manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Go to Lowe's today or visit the new lowesforpros.com. Ladder and paint offers valid 8-1 through 8-7. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply and can't be combined with other credit offers.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Also to be joined by Steve Sims, Dr. Lucha. Here in about a half hour, we'll talk the Triple Mania show, Ultima Lucha, everything else. Have you watched Ultima Lucha yet, Mike?
I have indeed.
What did you think of that awesome show?
I thought it was awesome.
And you better answer the right way here.
It was awesome. It was truly awesome. It was, they threw everything up against the wall, and some of it wasn't my bag. You know, when it comes to Pentagon and with Vampiro, a lot of what they did, not my style. With that said, to be the ultimate story of their, or the ultimate event of their story, and to involve, you know, the hatred and everything that went with it, I'm okay with it as a one-off thing between those two guys. I guess it couldn't have been any other way. That's the story they needed to tell. I thought it was a little too much at times, but I'm not going to let that put any sort of damper at all on what was really a awesome show, and probably the best way they possibly could have ended that show, leaving it open, hopefully for it to come back in some form at some point, because the hole on Wednesday nights has been already painful, and it's only been a week.
Well, luckily I watched it last night, but it's going to be painful from this point forward. I thought that match was everything that I should hate about pro wrestling. I normally do, but I've said this a million times. It's not even about matches like this, but it's even about things like when the Big Show decides he's going to do a flying elbow off the middle rope at 44 years old and 450 pounds. There is no reason to do stuff like this in your backyard or at a random indie show or even on Raw, because Raw airs every Monday night and most people can't even remember what happened on the previous Monday's Raw. So if you're going to do a flying elbow at that weight, or you're going to do some crazy match involving light tubes and everything else, thumbtacks, fire, then you got to do it at WrestleMania or whatever your version of WrestleMania is. And that was Ultima Lucha. There may never be another episode of Ultima Lucha. I hope there is. But if there's not, if this lives forever on DVD and Blu-ray, or maybe it gets on Netflix or whatever, that'll always be the final episode. That'll always be the culmination of the feud between Pentagon and Vampiro. They did it one time. It was a perfect ending to this story, or I guess you could say the perfect beginning to this story now. And at the end of the day, I didn't have a problem with it. I thought that I don't like those light tubes.
I hate, that's the one thing where if I was going to take something out of the match, that would have been it. There's a couple of things, you know, the Japanese promotions, like, you know, some of the stuff is way too over the top. And, like, light tubes is where I hit my point of me no likey.
More than fire?
Yeah, actually, more than fire, yes. Because, you know, I grew up, growing up, you saw the fireballs. Like, we in Puerto Rico, I know they had, like, the gasoline-soaked rags around the ring for Carlos Colon and Abdullah. But there were at least fireballs thrown by Jim Cornette and Jerry Lawler and guys like that. So maybe it's something about the aesthetic of the fire doesn't bother me as much as It's just something about those light tubes that just drives me nuts. I can't stand them.
Listen, I was a magician when I was a kid, okay? This flash paper fireball gimmick is a gimmick.
Of course.
But Vampiro got lit on fire.
I know.
Stop, drop, and roll, and then some dingbat with a fire extinguisher ended up being there, you know, 5 minutes too late. That's way crazier than the light tubes.
I guess. I know. You can't predict either one. I mean, you can't. If fire wants to work you, it's going to work you. So you got to be careful. And light tubes really are the same way. I mean, with just breathing that stuff in and the shards and all that stuff. I mean, yeah.
Listen, I'd rather close my eyes and plug my nose than be thrown into fire and hope that some dingbat's going to be able to put me out in time.
I don't know. I'll roll the dice with that and wearing... Although I'm sure Vampiro did not wear anything.
No,
because
of course not.
He's Vampiro, so he didn't. But remember when MVP
then
had
they found
the
a fireproof
thing?
Pope smock? Those well, are rare.
Hey, that's... I'm sure. But then again, you know, if they wanted to spend the money, the least production company-wise, you know, I don't know.
Well,
just,
they did spend the money. I can't say that he wasn't wearing something that was fireproof. But if he did, it wasn't working because he was on fire there for a long time.
And again, we're now putting too much negativity into all this, talking about all of these things we didn't like. At the end of the day, the reason that it works and the reason it's not just a bunch of garbage in the ring is the story that's being told. And that's the one thing that a big Japan fan will tell you, or a fan of somebody who's into it on a regular basis, or is at least into it, you know, has got no problem with it. When it leads, you know, when it's the culmination of a story, which is what this was, and it gives you a lot of emotional reason to be invested, it changes the game a little bit. And it does in this case, obviously, because of what Lucha Underground has been and this whole story. Now, at the end of the day, I'm sure there were some people watching going, wait a second, what? You know, we
Who?
Knew that. I'm sure that there were people going, why all of a sudden now is Pentagon... Why did Vampiro do this to himself? They don't understand exactly
the
backstory.
That made sense to me. The mentor youngster deal, that was fine. Okay, I'll give you this. The one thing I didn't get is how did Pentagon not know who his master was? Where was he getting? Was he getting telegrams? Was he getting anonymous emails from Thunder Bay, Ontario? How was Pentagon being controlled by his master if he didn't know who his master was and Vampiro had to reveal that to him? I don't get.
And there are people who can't even probably look at it that far and are just wondering, wait a second, this guy poured gasoline, or he had gasoline poured on himself. You would figure when the guy had the lighter in his hand and could have actually lit him on fire that he would have said, stop it, you know, I am your master, or, you know, whatever, I'm the key master, and whatever it is. That may have been too much
Vampiro
of a jump.
Clearly has no problems with fire. He was going to put his trainee through fire.
His name is Vampiro.
That's right. Anyway, this show is great, everybody, and we'll keep everybody updated on...
I guess that's Vampire. I was thinking about the Vampiro, but...
Yes, it's Vampire.
Oh, well.
Vampiro is not... I guess that works. A fire vampire. But anyway, we'll keep everybody updated on if there's going to be a second series. We'll talk to Dr. Luch about that. I've heard no news. There was a post from one of the producers on Reddit who suggested that if you see this, it's not going to be... I think he said it was 98%, he said, or some very, very high percentage that they were going to get a second series, but probably not going to be until 2016. And I hope that that is the case. I know a lot of the performers have been told you may as well take indie bookings all the way through the end of the year. So there's not going to be anything in September, October, anything like that. If it happens, it'll be filming in January at a new, cheaper temple.
I haven't read the contract yet. I received a contract. I haven't read it yet. But are these guys allowed to appear on DVD releases and other things? I mean, I know they can't appear on anybody else's TV, but when it comes to DVDs and things like that, are they in the clear? Because 6 years is a long time.
It is a long time, but they signed the contracts. And who even knows if they would hold up in court in California anyway? I mean, it's We'll see. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, if nothing happens in January and nothing happens by June, I would bet it would be very, very difficult to hold these people to contracts. But I'm not an attorney. I am, however, a radio host, so I'm taking us to break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yesterday during the show, Mike was distracted during commercials by this Anderson Silva deal, his NSAC hearing, which went on forever and was a circus. Anderson Silva, everybody. First off, he has been punished. He has been fined $380,000, which was part of his purse win bonus. The win over Nick Diaz is now a no contest. They both failed drug tests that night, by the way. He failed a test for two steroids on January 9th, failed another one the night of the fight, as well as anti-anxiety medication. And he admitted that he had been taking the anti-anxiety medication because he was, in fact, anxious. And as far as the steroid, Anderson Silva said that he needed a sexual performance aid. And so one of his teammates provided him with a vial filled with blue liquid that they had gotten in Thailand. And legendary mixed martial arts, multi-time UFC heavyweight champion Anderson Silva said, "Okay, I'll drink this." This is a story. I'm not saying this is what actually happened. I don't know what happened, but this is what he claimed. So he drank it, and next thing you know, he's failing all these drug tests. Now, here's one thing that I don't know if it was addressed yesterday because I didn't watch the whole thing, but he failed two tests. So if he took that first test in early January and he failed after drinking his blue vial of sexually enhancing potion or whatever the hell it was, if he failed that test, why would he keep taking it leading up to the actual fight with Nick Diaz? Wouldn't that have been a red flag, like a drug test failure? So he got they threw the book at him, a year suspension, which is the most that they can do retroactively dating back to when he had the fight with Diaz. But there were, I believe, two boxers who also had hearings that day, both of whom failed drug tests. Both of whom said, "Well, you know what? Well, we did it. We apologize." And they got 7 months. Anderson Silva, by telling his wacky story, got a full year and a massive fine. So maybe at the end of the day, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but maybe at the end of the day, it's better to admit guilt, maybe even if you're not guilty, than to deny it.
I don't know if you're not guilty, I would actually fight it tooth and nail. The problem
is, let's
say
that he's innocent. Let's say that everything that Anderson Silva said is true.
Mm-hmm.
He got a significantly longer and more expensive suspension than the guys who just said we did it.
Yeah, but if you know you're right and there's people around you that believe you and that you really, I mean, I would understand taking the plea bargain basically is what you're doing in that case then just to make it go away and to make it stop. But if you didn't do anything wrong, you should be able to stand up and say, "God damn it, I did nothing wrong and I'm not going to bow to this." The problem is in a case like this in sports, when it comes to somebody taking performance enhancers, yeah, he may be telling the truth, but nobody's going to believe it. And I certainly, that's even more so after hearing all the rigmarole with this deal yesterday and the translator that he got into it with, kind of, you know, we're glaring at each other who was hot. You know, that's, you know, all, I mean, it was a circus. People called up and played songs.
Where was she when he had his problems?
They played Shaggy's "It Wasn't Me." Somebody called up and played "Me So Horny" by 2 Live Crew. It was an absolute spectacle. It was another, you know, it was an embarrassment. But at the end of the day, the decision was as right as they could possibly make it. Anderson Silva should be incredibly embarrassed that he even came up with this BS story that, I mean, I guess there's a level of, well, how could you make something like this up? Basically, you do what Anderson Silva did. I mean, it's ridiculous. To take the benzo so close to the fight when you've been fighting for so long, and all of a sudden now you got anxiety before you go in and face
Nick Diaz. That's understandable because it was his first fight since shattering his leg.
I don't care. So what?
What do you mean, so what? That's very, you wouldn't be filled with anxiety if you broke your leg on a kick the last fight you had?
I don't know. Would I fill myself up with steroids, too, because he did that? So, he's been fighting now for 15 years. There's been a lot of guys who have suffered losses who have had to come back from them. You know, did he take a benzo coming back, you know, losing to Rio Chonin in such an embarrassing way in Pride? You know, I mean, give me a break. You know, he's a professional fighter. He knows what he took. So, I mean, I'm glad he didn't.
Mike.
I'm glad he didn't fake it with that. But when it comes to,
hold on, let's go back to this anti-anxiety medication. If you were doing the show today and you got so riled up about Anderson Silva that your headphones exploded and they burned your head like Vampiro in that Pentagon match, and you're out for 8 months doing rehab on your head and your brain and your eyeballs. And finally,
what about the ears?
Your ears as well. You're given clearance to return. And so tomorrow on the show, you're going to put those headphones back on for the first time. You don't know if those goddamn things are going to blow up again. So you go over there and, all right, fine, I'm going to take this benzo or whatever and just ease my nerves before I put those headphones on. That I can believe. But you're telling me, this guy claimed, I couldn't get a sexual performance aid in Brazil. What?
That's...
And so you went to Thailand. Oh, you didn't go. Your buddy went and comes back with a mysterious vial filled with clear blue liquid. And you're like, oh, I'm going to take this. This is a great idea. That one I find completely, even if he's telling the truth, that one's ridiculous.
After just sitting around and talking about it, talking about men's stuff with your buddies.
But come on.
As it was described, and you know, I would say, hey, I just took a fistful of Xanax. I'm hoping these earbuds don't explode, and it's great to be back. You know, it's not like he went out and said, man, I was nervous in the post-fight press conference. Look, I will admit, I took a benzo. I know it's going to come up on my test, but I was real nervous coming into this thing. Had a lot of anxiety, and I hate to admit this, but it's... You wait till after you get caught. So, you know, let's not act like he's, you know, Mr. Stand-up-ish here. And again, that one doesn't even bother me as much as the excuses and the whole bunch of nonsense that was wrapped around this BS story to just basically say, you know, you took performance enhancers. You know, there's nobody, it's sports at this point. It's hard to believe that anybody throughout the 80s and 90s and early 2000s didn't take them. You know, everybody probably takes them now, and they're just, it's sports. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but by him lying and coming up with this story, he should be happy he's grandfathered into, you know, the rules from before, because, you know, I know he's got like a 6-fight deal or whatever, but he's a once a year fighter anyway, maybe twice a year, and he's going to be a once a year fighter. I mean, he's out till February. Okay, big deal there. You know, we're not going to get a Joanna fight till February, at least.
You and Joanna, man.
Because Gadella's injury. So it's like,
let's put her in a blue vial.
Everything was such a joke. And again, you can get, I mean, a doctor has got no problems writing Viagra or Cialis subscriptions or whatever the other one is. It's used recreationally now to a point where it's almost comical. It's not, again, it's not like 70-year-old men are the only ones who are getting this stuff. It's incredibly easy to get. It's incredibly easy
to get. Not in Brazil, apparently.
Yeah, from your own doctor. And all of a sudden in the, you know, the big butt capital of South America, around Rio and all of these places where, you know, sex is king, Anderson Silva can't use his influence. He's got to send somebody that he barely knows over to Thailand, where an extinct sort of species of tiger had.
Is that really what he said?
No, but no. I mean, you know, it might as well be the magical sperm of an extinct animal.
Well, listen, hold on a second, because I got to make one comment before we go to the break here. So this whole rigmarole, maybe the whole deal was, this was Anderson Silva's first out of competition test and drug test failure. So maybe in his brain he thought, you know what, I could just go and say I did it. But if I do that, every single one of my wins from here on out is going to be called into question. Whereas I could embarrass myself and say, well, you know, I foolishly took this strange supplement from a foreign land here in Brazil where I claimed I couldn't get any Viagra, and I failed. It was a one-time only thing, and the rest of my career is pristine. I'm sure that's what his mindset was.
Well, now people think that you can't get it up, and they're still going to question wins, because that's what we do with people from the 80s, 90s, and today who test positive and even don't test positive. It was an era of performance enhancers. It's still probably an era of performance enhancers. So you really gave yourself a double whammy there, didn't you?
Well, who knows? Some people may believe him that he needed his, I don't know. Everybody, it's on Fight Pass, which, man, if there was ever a reason to get Fight Pass, it's these NSAC.
Yes, there
is. Oh, yes. Man, what great comedy. It's $7.99 now? Did they raise the price?
Well, $9.99, but there's deals where if you get it for a year, I think it knocks it down to $7.99.
Sure, $9.99 for amazing comedy that you can't get. These NSAC hearings are better comedy than Swerved or the Jerry Springer Show or all of these other so-called comedies on the WWE Network. This is the kind of stuff that people pay big money for. We're going to head to a break in a moment. When we come back, the Doctor of Lucha himself is going to be on to talk not about horny goat weed, but rather AAA, which may have horny goats wrestling. I think they do. Los Chivas. Be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Lumber Liquidators, our founder is back, and we're consolidating our inventory so you can get special clearance deals on quality floors that you won't find anywhere else. Why pay $3 a square foot for hardwood at other stores? We have easy click pre-finished butterscotch oak for just 99 cents. Beautiful and unique bamboo from 179. More than 80 styles of American and European laminate from 59 cents and more. Plus 18 month special financing.
I recently came back to Lumber Liquidators to get us back to basics. Just good wood at a good price.
These deals won't last. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Save your business time and money with Lowe's Pro Services. You'll find everything pros need for the whole job, like 15% off fiberglass extension ladders and 15% off Property Advantage paint manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Go to Lowe's today or visit the new lowesforpros.com. Ladder and paint offers valid 8-1 through 8-7. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply and can't be combined with other credit offers.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And returning to the program today, the Doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Sims, is here on the air. And Dr. Lucha, what's going on?
Hey, I am glad to be in San Diego today. Today my workload has me in San Diego, where it's a lot cooler than Las Vegas, where I have been. But, you know, what can you say about California? California, they love their wrestling here. You know how much they love their wrestling, guys?
How much do they love their wrestling, Steve?
Kamala is the attorney general of the state.
Wow.
And Kamala is running for governor to replace Jerry Brown.
Really? Can we get, like, a Donald Trump-Kamala ticket?
Well, I think Kamala will do a lot better than Trump nationally, even if he just pats his chest. He has a better chance in the long term.
Steve, the most important question here, believe it or not, is not whether or not Lucha Underground will return. The most important question is, was Los Villanos versus the Psycho Circus really a minus 5-star match, as reported by Dave Meltzer and The Observer this week?
I did not think there was anything to write home about this match. I didn't think that five of the six wrestlers should have been out there. Well, four of the six. I mean, Villano 4 has some use to him and will probably drop his mask at some point in time in the next year or two in AAA. It reinforces my opinion that Psycho Clown is way better than everybody else he stuck with, both mostly as teammates and opponents. But it was surely the worst match I can recall seeing on a major pay-per-view with men involved in a long time. In fact, I can't even think of one.
Now, the new issue of Figure Four Weekly is going to have a column by you, as it does every week, exclusively for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com.
You haven't been pushed off a cliff yet.
No, you were somewhat bullish on this show, despite all of the production snafus and terrible undercard wrestling. What are your thoughts on the Triple Mania pay-per-view?
All right, to sum up, everybody knows who's listened to me that I not only look at the in-ring product, but I look at the business. There are two primary reasons I thought it wasn't nearly the disaster that people are saying. First off, they sold a lot of tickets. The people they sold the tickets to bought it for the top two matches, and the top two matches were the matches that actually delivered. They had two clean finishes with the two heroes going over in both cases, and even though the post-match of the main event didn't turn out the way it wanted, that is fixable. That is something that through TV and as time goes by can be arranged to set up whatever they want to do next year with Rey Mysterio and Miss Disease. And then secondly, it was a two-match card, and the two matches they had, you know, match order is very important in Mexico. They will be able to take their TV and the only, the people who are in the sites out in the boondocks or out in the rest of Mexico who are going to see the next two pay-per-views in October and December are basically going to be persuaded just by what they see upcoming on the TV show. And that will be edited and presented in a clear enough fashion that the bad will be washed away and forgotten soon, and that what good there was will be emphasized well enough that I think there is really a couple of diamonds in the rest of the pay-per-view that was a chunk of coal.
Steve, after the match, they did say, or Mysticis did say, mask versus mask. I guess two questions. One, because Rey Mysterio has already been unmasked, I know that money and the fact that he's Rey Mysterio will probably supersede anything, but is there anything that they have to worry about when it comes to commissions or any backlash down there? And two, because of how he's described outside of the ring and some of the things that have happened and his attitude being out there just in general, does Mysticis actually have a chance to be one of the best natural heels in a long, long time?
In the first question, Mike, I think that it comes down to greasing the palms. That's a negative connotation. The commission would prefer that the sacredness of the mask match be honored, and that someone who's lost their match not mask, especially in the most high profile match that will be held in Mexico City in all of next year, or one of the two, would not be that the mask match tradition would not be sullied or damaged by having someone who's openly lost it and has gone without and wrestled after that without a mask, and even on his own private Twitter account now posts pictures sometimes without his mask on. They would very much prefer, and I think most promoters around the country would prefer, that Rey not risk the mask. It's not been done before. There isn't really any history to draw on to see whether fans will just crap over this concept because they think you're being defrauded by somebody who they already know who he is, risking a mask as if you know the revelation is possible for if Ray lost the revelation would be the big news that happened. So my guess is they're going to try and find some other way. AAA will find some other way to handle it. I really, really think there will be. They could do it. I mean, they could do it. They could arrange with the Lucha Libre commissions to allow the match. But I'm not sure it wouldn't be a big boomerang in the back end. I'm still sorting my feelings out. But I would be really, really hesitant to say that a lot of fans would be. Highly anxious to see the man risk his mask when he's already lost that very same mask. As far as Mystico being a Rudo, he was a really hot Rudo for a very brief time in earlier this decade in Arena Mexico. The promotion had basically turned him Rudo against Volador Jr., and if it weren't for the fact that the local promoters who booked him in places like Tijuana and Monterrey and Waka and other places like that threw a major fit because they didn't want to promote locally Mystico as a Rudo. They wanted to promote him as a Technico, and they convinced Paco to change his mind. I thought his Rudo turn back then was working, and yes, I think the answer is he could be a very strong Rudo. He's not as hot now as he was then, so the Rudo turn really has to be sold. I mean, they did it in one night in Arena Mexico, and it worked great. Here, it's going to take a little longer, but I think he could be a very hot Rudo.
Now, isn't there sort of an unwritten, or maybe it is a written rule in the commissions, that if you lost your mask in, say, 1998, and now it's 2014, enough time has passed that they'll okay you putting that mask back on?
This is like the Mr. Olympia rule?
Yes, they allow them to wear the mask on occasion, although at this very pay-per-view that we were just talking about, they made the Villanos unmask at the end of their match.
That is true.
Even though they were allowed to wear it during the course of the match, they did not do the same thing with Rey Mysterio Jr., which is odd that you would do it at all if you weren't going to do it in the main event. It's been a common rule to allow them to put a different mask on as often as they want. I guess it's every 5 years after you lose it is the rule of thumb, but as always, money talks. But it's just I don't know of a situation, and here I am, the history person. I can't think of a situation where somebody has gone back 15 years after he's lost his mask, or 17 or 18 years after he's lost his mask, and try and convince fans to come see him risk that same mask again.
Well, I mean, it is different with Ray, because Ray was an American wrestler from 1995 on. And he lost his match in a disaster of a promotion. And he was unmasked for a while, but as soon as WCW went under and WWE got...
He did, Brian, but there's a catch. He also lost it the night before he lost it.
I know, yeah.
He also lost it in Tijuana, which is a technicality that I bet is going to come back to bite AAA.
Well, yeah, I know that happened, but my point is that happened 15 whatever years ago, and after WCW went under and he went to WWE, they immediately put the mask back on him. And he had been wrestling in America as the masked character for a decade. So it is a weird situation where, okay, he's been this character, he's had the mask, he's worked WWE when they toured Mexico, he wore his mask, and now he comes back, and do they want him to just take it off again? Or it's almost like he was a... I don't want to say he was a new character, but he had a brand new run as a masked wrestler for a decade after all that went down.
And no promotion, I mean, no commission that I'm aware of since he's come back to AAA has put up a stink publicly about him wearing the mask while he wrestles. I think the only great problem a commission would have would be if he decides to risk it and decides to bet it and make that the reason that they ask the fans to spend money to see whether or not he'll maintain his mystery when the mystery's already gone.
Well,
I have talked to some old wrestlers about this, and they are not dramatically. I mean, they're not raising, you know, about to march a protest down in Mexico City, but they generally are very strongly behind the fact that once you've lost that mask, you've lost that mask. And that's the way the boys have done it since 1939, and that's the way they think, the older guys think it should be.
Well, he lost it in Tijuana, and he lost it. Where else did he lose it?
WCW.
San Francisco the next day.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, yeah. So, I mean, he loses it with the whole deal with the NWO and everything. But in Tijuana, I mean, what was there ever anything done? Was there ever, you know, and maybe they couldn't do anything, but was anything ever talked about being done? Or are there any ramifications for doing that? Or, I mean, was there a rule around, well, you lost it in the States, so it's okay to lose it in Tijuana?
No, we lost in Tijuana first.
Came the night before when he finally had gotten the wording from Eric Bischoff that, okay, come Sunday's pay-per-view, you're losing the mask. So they knew they could make a gate out of it in Tijuana to have him also dropped against Hoovy, and that nobody in America would, you know, 15 people in America would ever find out that this happened.
Okay.
Which is
now,
funny
was
for
that...
the youngsters today to think that that's possible.
How yeah. great of a payday was that for Mysterio for that to happen, considering that it's usually a huge money thing? I mean, how much was he able to make out of that deal?
I don't know the answer that he was. I know it sold out the arena. It was very quick. They weren't able to charge, you know, massively major prices for it, but they did. You know, it was at the time people down there didn't realize, and of course on the other side of the border, what was happening in WCW was happening, and they thought they were getting like this great mask match, and they filled up the arena to see it. He got something. It's something more than he would have made on Saturday night if he had just stayed in San Francisco and, you know, gone out to dinner with the guys. So he got something on it, but surely I think your point is probably correct. He didn't make very much.
Now, before this segment is over, Lucha Underground, I just finished watching Ultima Lucha, shed many tears at the end of this program. What's the update on whether or not, I mean, we have no update, right? We're just waiting and hoping January?
Yeah, we have. Well, there are actually, since last time I was on, there have been enough updates to raise the bar or raise the notch on the confidence level. Everyone who's asked says they expect it to happen, but whoever is actually the person who signs the check apparently has not signed the check yet. And, you know, I work in a business that involves with sales. I mean, they can tell you yes, yes, yes all they want, but until they sign the check isn't signed. And nobody's getting their commissions on it and stuff like that. So I have been very positive since the Ultima Lucha was taped. I still think it's happening. I think they're going to need to announce it, though, before, you know, relatively quickly, because they need to shore up their wrestlers and they need to shore up a new location. I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if they came back to L.A. and made it a different place. I think it will look differently. It won't be so temple-based, but they have a lot of strong storylines to take them through the next year. I'm very, very hopeful it'll come back.
All right, well, stand by one sec. We got to head to a break. We'll come back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, as well as the Doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Stim. The Doctor of Lucha himself, Steven Sims. Steve, you're on the air.
Thanks,
let's wrap this baby up.
No worries. I will conclude my thoughts by saying I'm very hopeful with Lucha Underground. I'm very happy with Triple A's future, even if the pay-per-view wasn't so great last time. The next time I'm on, we'll be able to preview, I think, CMLL's big anniversary show coming up. So we're in the busy season, Lucha-wise. Things are interesting for sure. And you can always catch it up either with myself on Twitter, Dr. Lucha Jr. on Twitter, or even better, each week at Figure Four Weekly.
That's right, Figure Four Weekly. And Dr. Lucha, we want to thank you so much for doing the show today. And hopefully we can get you back on more often. I know I always say that, but so many things going on in this program. We got to deal with, you know how things are. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up for today. We're going to be back on Sunday with a brand new show. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And Sundays, we are here 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern for 2 full hours, Sirius Satellite Radio. So that'll be Sunday. Later on this weekend, we'll have a new Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer, a new Brian and Vinny show. If you missed last night's Brian and Vinny show talking the Ultima Lucha finale, spent almost an hour talking about that show and the season in general. So if you're a big Lucha fan, last night's Brian and Vinny show is the show for you. So I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA. Of course, all of you, the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again on Sunday, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.